The Barack Obama campaign today called for the Attorney General of the USA to investigate what they allege is illegal conduct and improprieties in the anti-fraud campaign orchestrated by the John McCain campaign. Yesterday, reports surfaced that the FBI was investigating Acorn, the grassroots group whose voter registration tactics have become an issue in the presidential race. That leak came a day after John McCain accused Acorn of committing potentially one of the greatest frauds of voter history in this country, maybe destroying the fabric of democracy. Bob Bauer is general counsel for the Obama campaign. He calls the FBI's leak after McCain's debate comments an unholy alliance, reminiscent of the U.S. attorney scandal, in which a special prosecutor is currently reviewing political pressure applied to U.S. attorneys, which resulted in 8 of them being fired in 2006 by the Bush administration.
Having now clear evidence with these improper leak, which appears to be potentially the beginning of an investigation manufactured, as David Iglesias said, to respond to, as I think he said, quote, GOP complaints, there's ample reason for us to be concerned about Republican involvement, and we believe that this ought to be included within the special prosecutor's mandate. There's more than enough reason to be concerned about it, and she has more than enough authority to deal with it.
David Iglesias was a U.S. attorney in New Mexico who was fired because he would not prosecute alleged voter fraud after being pressured to do so by New Mexico GOP Senator Pete Domenici. Iglesias told the website Talking Points Memo today that, quote, I'm astounded that this issue is being trotted out again. Based on what I saw in 2004 and 2006, it's a scare tactic. When asked if the Obama campaign doesn't take voter fraud charges seriously, as has been alleged by the McCain camp, attorney Bob Bauer said they certainly did.
Illegal conduct should be investigated. It needs to be investigated under appropriate professional standards in accordance with the law and departmental policy. And the moment you have senior departmental officials running to the press the day after the presidential candidate of the Republican Party has announced what he announced, this administration is frankly in a very poor position to defend itself, because we've seen this photograph before.
Bauer today sent a 7-page letter to Attorney General Michael Mukasey and to the special prosecutor investigating the firing of the U.S. attorneys, Nora Danahy. Bauer said the facts and the law require Danahy to look at the recent partisan Republican activities throughout the country, saying they seek to both suppress the vote and to unduly influence investigations and prosecutions through, quote, baseless allegations of voter fraud, which he says is what the Department of Justice said happened back in the 2006 election cycle. Earlier today, John McCain's campaign manager, Rick Davis, said the press reports about the FBI's investigation about Acorn confirmed what the McCain camp has been aware of.
We don't know and haven't spoken to the FBI about their investigation, but it does confirm the concerns that we've seen on a state-by-state basis of rampant voter fraud as it relates to voter registrations that requires some effort to look at them.
For a few weeks now, the McCain camp has tried to link Acorn's problems with Barack Obama. In Wednesday night's presidential debate, Obama acknowledged the work he did with the group when he was a community organizer in the 1990s. But the McCain camp has been pressing the Obama team to explain $832,000 that the Obama camp paid to an Acorn subsidiary, Citizen Services, earlier this year. Again, Rick Davis.
We asked for full disclosure of those funds. What did it go to? What was the relationship with Citizen Services, Inc.? And what exactly was Citizen Services, Inc. Relationship with Acorn? They claim that virtually all this money was spent outside the Acorn organization. Can they prove that? Can they elaborate on that? Can they explain what it was spent for?
Davis said a cloud of suspicion hangs over the general election because of Acorn's alleged miscues. He was asked by a reporter if he doesn't get the answers he's looking for, will the McCain camp claim the election wasn't fair, saying that the more public scrutiny on the issue, the better.
John McCain's going to win this election, and we don't want a pall cast on it. And I hope that the Obama people, the day after the election, understand that we did everything we could to try and ensure that the bright light of public scrutiny was on all these issues.